Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Just in terms of playing at Lambeau, you know, this is my seventh year in the division, and I do think there's some aura that comes with playing here, you know, and competing here. I love it for our guys. There's, you know, this is what the football gods made football to be, you know, cold weather in December like this, and Green Bay, Chicago, I think that's outstanding.
There was me, that is Alex, and my three droogs, that is Pete, Georgie, and Dim. And we sat in the Corova milk bar trying to make up our Razoo Dogs what to do with the evening.
Alex and his three droogs made it to where the football gods want football to be played.
How was your trip, Alex?
Eventful, guys. We got the full Wisconsin Green Bay experience, and it was almost exactly how everybody described it. From the over-welcoming Wisconsinites to the thick accent, man. The sort of,
you were way up there.
Yeah, we were way up there. But it's like it's almost like a psychological warfare that these people use, where they're overly nice, but also like. Give you the middle finger at the same time.
That's interesting.
So, that's how I feel about Notre Dame. No offense, Tanny.
We stayed at an Airbnb in Denmark, Wisconsin, and town of 2,500. And there's a bar about two blocks away called Rookies. So
that's perfect.
We show up at this place at about 7 o'clock, right between the Big Ten, the end of the SEC championship game, the beginning of the Big Ten championship game. We go up into this bar.
High tide.
All Bears gear. I have my buddy Nick. He's like, we're like, are we going to wear Bears gear here? He's like, I'm not changing. So we walk in this place, and within about 5 minutes, this lady comes over, is like, oh, you guys are Bears fans? Like, oh, hey, like welcoming. Oh, we're so happy you're here.
Hey, there.
Some of the worst accent work we've had on the station.
We hope we hope you have fun, but not too much fun.
You sent us a picture of the menu from Rookies in Denmark, Wisconsin. The cheeseburger was what, $6.95, something like that.
$5.95.
Burger basket less than $6. Yeah. You get the munchie basket less than
$14. You got to do that.
You didn't do it.
The munchie. I'm looking at the Rookies Bar and Grill right now.
Okay,
and I got the menu here. The munchie basket includes fries, cheese curds, mozzarella sticks, which seems a little redundant, onion rings, and chicken strips for $13.95.
You can't afford not to get the munchie
basket.
You
order two of those, you're good for the night.
We ordered a lot of stuff, but we did not order the munchie basket.
How dare you?
But we're talking to this very nice lady, and then all of a sudden, the song comes on. You guys know the song I'm talking about?
I don't want to work.
No, not that one. That one's the worst.
I always thought Jonathan Brammeier did that song. It's
Todd Rundgren.
I know.
The Bears
still
Bear.
Suck. Have you heard that one?
Yeah, of course.
The one that they sing.
They really, 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 really
5 minutes, yes. That song comes on.
Within 5 minutes
five
of your
minutes.
Arrival.
Right, our arrival, that song is played. And it must have been played at least six times throughout the night.
So you got the John Mulaney treatment.
Yeah.
Someone went to the jukebox and put in a dollar.
Wow.
Yes, this song comes on. And so
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
All right, please turn this off. Please turn this off.
Why does this guy sound like Sebastian Maniscalco?
That's a good question.
Aren't you embarrassed?
This is where the psychological warfare comes in, because this song is now stuck in my head. Mm-hmm. Like, it is completely stuck in my head.
It would be gone if the Bears had won.
Yeah, it would have. But then the owner comes in, and the owner of the bar is apparently the youngest bar owner in Wisconsin.
Oh, nice.
And he
was 11 years old.
23, I believe. 23 okay. years old. This gentleman comes in.
He's on the cover of Denmark Magazine. Meet Wisconsin's youngest bar owner.
He strikes up a conversation with us. And then all of a sudden, I look up at the TV in the 2010 NFC Championship game.
Oh,
my God, were they trolling
on the
you?
TV.
What
and
the?
He brings out the big foam beer holder, like the hand, you put the big foam thing on, and holds the beer, and the game is on. He's like buying us shots, but keeps playing the song over. My God.
How many of you ended up fighting him? Because that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's too much.
As I said in our group thread, you put that game on, I'm calling the health department. I'm like, yeah, I saw a rat here at Rookies, you know?
Right there in the middle of the munchie basket.
Hey, Speaks, I'm looking at another one of their menus.
Yeah.
You know what a cup of soup goes for at Rookies Bar and Grill?
$2.75.
$2.95.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
You can get a bowl for $4.45.
I'm going right now. I could probably buy a house for $11. Okay. All right, so how about the game? How was your game experience?
The game experience was pretty remarkable, other than the ending. The seats were great. The atmosphere, I've been to playoff games. I've been to championship games. That was a playoff game, guys. That felt like a full-fledged playoff game. The atmosphere, the energy, the fact that it was one of the best games I've seen all year. And Caleb Williams in the second half was just remarkable. Just that performance he put on. But the banter between the two fan bases, once again, it's like we're so happy. If I had a dollar for every time I heard, oh, we're so happy to have you here, but we hope you don't have too much fun. The dumbest things that I heard all day. You ready for this one?
Yes, please.
So Packers fans cannot stand Matt LaFleur. They were starting to get a little the floor.
Why can't we all get along?
Yeah, well, here's where they tried to do the let's all get along thing. They're like, oh yeah, Ben Johnson's a terrible coach too, you know, and we hate LaFleur, so we both have bad coaches. I'm like, what
planet are you talking? On?
Yeah, correct. What planet? And then there was a guy that was like, I heard the Bears are moving to Arlington Heights, which isn't in Chicago, and why would you want to go all the way up there to watch a football game? And I'm like, sir, do you know where we're at right now? Like, what are you talking about? But as I said, a great experience all around other than the ending.
How about your warm weather clothes?
Yeah.
Did they hook you up? Were you okay?
I was completely fine. Other than my feet getting a little bit cold. And the amount of layers
I
wear.
People told you to do cardboard.
And I did everything but cardboard.
Oh,
but
deserve that.
Yes. I stayed completely warm. The drive there and back with like 12 layers, you're sitting in a warm car. I thought I was going to pass out a couple of times. But all in all, I survived the elements. And I thought the Bears were going to win that game. And every Bears fan that I ran into, even down 14-3 at the half, thought the Bears were going to win that game.
What was your favorite part of the stadium?
Not that.
I always thought this was Johnny B did this song.
I just thought it was a college type atmosphere. Like in the NFL, you don't have a lot of old stadiums that are kind of in the middle of nowhere where everybody is going and tailgating at lots in people's lawns. Mm-hmm. And you have a lot of brand new state-of-the-art stadiums, and this was like the closest thing to a college like SEC Big Ten atmosphere that I think exists in the NFL.
That's a good call. That's a good call by Alex Kuhn. That's the way that place can feel. I also enjoy the way that they made the old new with building that like that mall that they built around it, and so you're able to like walk through and then you get to the historic part. I think they nailed the updating that they did to Lambeau.
I'm glad that you had a good time, man. Like those are the types of things that you should do. Like you're young, you're excited to be places, and
yeah,
it's a really awesome place to go. It just takes a lot to get there.
Yeah, it's just in Wisconsin. That's the problem with it.
No, I mean, Wisconsin's fine, right? Isn't it?
Yeah, it has their moments.
Wow.
I mean, all over the country, Wisconsin is fine. But all over the country, it's
like Madison's
funny.
So pretty.
In Arizona, by the way, your occasional home,
yeah.
Your occasional land of
you can
Arizona.
Call it my second home. That's fine.
They got the local game. They got the Rams and the Cardinals on the local broadcast.
Yeah, there were a lot of people not happy about that.
Yeah,
down there because that's a second home for a lot
that's
of Chicagoans and
saying.
Wisconsinites.
I will say that's probably my last time going there.
You did
in
you
that.
Cross it off
yeah.
the list.
You're one and done.
Yeah, it's a long drive to wherever that is. And
have you been to Minneapolis yet?
No, we're thinking about next year.
Put it on the list.
That's where we're going to go.
Kevin Warren built that stadium. Just ask
so
him
heard.
About it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you all about it.
You're not going to hear from Kevin Warren ever again.
But the shovels.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. We only got a few weeks left. That's a good point. We should do a countdown to shovels in the ground. Our good friend, the stand-up comic Daniel Van Kirk, was at a Bears bar in Boston, and it looked awesome. I think Daniel's here with us. Daniel, what was that place, and was it as awesome as it seemed?
They did a great job. There was a lot of Chicago expats, and they didn't know that you need to show up early, so I got the best table in the place and was not one of part of their core group, but that's on their own fault. You, early and often is Chicago motto, so.
Mm-hmm. And you got called into duty at halftime, is that right?
Dude. So, they asked who I was, somebody followed me on Instagram, then they watched some of the clips from stand-up, and so they started saying, hey, at halftime, you're going to do stand-up, and I said, no one wants to hear this. And that they said, no, everybody does. And I'm like, nah, there's going to be one mad guy in here who's going to throw a pint glass at me. And then they said, no, please do it. Do your Wisconsin material. And I got plenty of that. So I made fun of the Wisconsin Dells and the lack of a drinking age in the great state of Wisconsin, and did about 6 minutes and have video of it.
So they needed you to do a hot six because people were feeling down about how the Bears were playing?
Yeah, yeah. And then when the game ended, they're like, we need you back up on that mic. And I go, I will be outside crying.
Yeah, I know you were hurt. But give us a taste of the Wisconsin stuff that worked, because I think you're responsible for the second half charge, clearly.
Oh, I did. I changed the vibes. Well, I mean, first of all, you know, I talked a lot about the Dells. The Dells is like if Branson, Missouri, and Las Vegas had a one-night stand and they were forced to keep the child. That's how you get to Wisconsin Dells.
Wow.
AKA the number one handoff spot for broken marriages with children involved. You that just leave accurate. Them at Pirate's Cove to play 72 holes of miniature golf, and Dad will show up at some point in the next 3 hours to get you with his new girlfriend, Tiffany.
Tiffany seems nice, though, in his defense.
She does seem nice. She does. She's a bit of a thief, but other than that, she's nice.
That's okay. She's born and raised up there. And then you got sad. Did you feel like that was a moral victory or not at the end, sir?
Okay. Well, I mean, moral victories are only for people who have been designated the loser. And I do appreciate the halftime adjustments. I will say that made me feel good. I think I said something to you similar to this, that I just – a lot of times the Bears lose because of halftime adjustments. I think one of the best things as part of the legacy of what Belichick did with the Patriots was their ability to halftime adjust, and you see that with winners. And the Bears made great halftime adjustments, and for a while it felt like we were all going to be in a, you know, cool rivalry again. It's you know, it's the 90s. Hip-hop is awesome, cocaine's cool, and we're going to have a great night. And it didn't end up that way.
I've been dying to ask you, will you be part of Bro Hartman's cabinet when he becomes the senator from New Jersey on the morning show?
I would love to. Doing that show, for everybody else, I did a quick little Don't Blink scene on the morning show, and Boyd Holbrook, who plays Bro Hartman, was one of the coolest guys I've ever met. This was him coming off the heels of playing Johnny Cash in the Bob Dylan movie.
Wow.
And I just got to spend the day hanging out with him. And I was like, you are advertised. Very, very cool. So, yes, if he wants me, I am there.
Can we see the Wisconsin material? Can we see this stand-up clip? Are you going to put it out?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've got a clip about Wisconsin at the top of my Instagram right now, at Daniel Van Kirk. And then if you go to watch Rose Gold, my special on YouTube, it's broken up into chapters right there on the timeline, so you can go straight to the Wisconsin stuff.
So in case any Bears fan needs to like reassert their Wisconsin superiority, you're offering.
Yeah.
That's
good. Yeah. So I have to ask you guys really quick, and I know you got the show to do and everything, but I've been running around Boston all day dodging hockey pucks and yelling at people for fun. Are people mad about the no timeout with a minute 24 left, and then we're going to take 45 seconds to run a play, and if we don't get it, we're going to need to call that timeout anyway?
Spiegs is mad about it.
I was.
I'm hot about it.
Go for it.
You know, be a score caller. Okay, if you know, how you doing? This is Doug. This is Doug from up above. I'm going to tell you guys something right now. If you know you're not going to use that timeout, run the play faster. Get up on the ball. Let's not treat this like my second nephew's christening, and we got 5 hours to get through this before I get some ziti. What are we doing, lollygagging like we're at a garage sale while the missus tries to negotiate $4 off of a Davenport? Because you don't want to call a play. I've been to high school plays of Romeo and Juliet with two intermissions that took less time than the Bears did to run it on third down. And you know that if it doesn't work out well, you're going to need a timeout, okay? And so being above 65 and trying to have a romantic night with the missus, you might need a timeout in there. So let's get to it.
That's fair. They missed their chance.
Oh, it's more than fair. And then he calls it. He runs his play, and he goes sprinting up to the line like he's a kid too excited for a track race. And
He can't even look down. Everybody knows if you got a chance to hit a DJ, you take it. Instead, we must have thought we signed DJ less, OB, because I want DJ more.
Not DJ less.
OB's not there with you.
DJ less did overnights here.
He really did. He was great.
For a long time.
Oh, well, thank you, Doug and Daniel. It's great to hear from both of you.
I love you both, and I might have been talking like Doug, but that is 100% how I feel, and it was therapeutic to get that off my chest in that way, so thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Thank you very much.
$15 copay can be Venmo'd directly. Thank you, sir.
I love you both.
He's the best.
That's Daniel Van Kirk. He's great.
He really is.
Can you imagine, all right, let's put you're an entertainer.
Yeah.
Let's say that you're at a bar and you're not on home turf.
Right.
And someone's like, Speech, can you go up and sing for 10 minutes?
I've been in that situation, but if there's another band that's playing, you know what I mean? Like, hey, can you come sit in or whatever? But to be asked to go ahead and do stand-up when you're annoyed at the first half of the football game? You just what? But thankfully, he had lots of Wisconsin material ready to go.
He had a lot.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply, in-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.